This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the last couple of years, we have seen headlines after headlines of male celebrities, high profile people, commit sexual assault. So when a story comes out that Katy Perry has now been accused a third time, and Katy Perry, I'm a fan of her music. I think a lot of things she does, you know, for charity and stuff is, you know, pretty remarkable. I like to run American Idol, but, you know, she's in the news very quietly in the news. This is very, very not very publicized for a third sexual assault accusation. Now, people don't remember. The first one was, it was during one of the latest American Idol auditions. I think it was like a couple of years ago, where I think it was one of the singers never had a kiss, was never kissed before, something like that. And so Katy Perry decided to just kiss him and just decided to, right, kiss him right there. And it looked really cute. It looked really innocent. But he had said it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that he had wanted. He didn't pursue it or press charges, but that kind of was a story, but then that went away. Then there was a second, I guess, case or a second accusation that is kind of still going, where it was one of her it's a model, 34-year-old model named Josh Kloss, and I guess they were filming Teenage Dream, and I guess during a party, he accuses Katy Perry of pulling down his pants and showing everybody his genitals. Okay, if that happened to a woman, we would be horrified, just horrified. So this happened to him, and that's an ongoing case. And now there's, I guess, a TV anchor from the country of Georgia. She said that during a party, Katy Perry was intoxicated, started to touch her inappropriately. She said no, asked her to back off, and before Katy Perry moved on, still did some stuff. So, you know, when you're a celebrity and you're in the news, you know, and you're that high profile, you know, accusations can come out. And, you know, you got to bat them out of the ballpark if they're lies. And, you know, if they are, you know, the truth, you have to deal with them appropriately and deal with the consequences. But we really don't talk a lot about females committing sexual assault. And we talked about this in the previous hour. You know, a lot of men don't really report that. Because in society, they would be looked upon as weenies. Like, come on, man, you got a kiss from Katy Perry. I mean, go with it. You know, or, you know, wow, somebody grabbed you. That's probably the only action you're going to get in months. So go for it. And no, assault is assault. Okay? If a boy or man is assaulted, it is just as traumatizing as a woman being assaulted. And so, you know, we don't really see in the news, we don't really see what differences there are or similarities there are in terms of punishments, in terms of consequences of sexual assault. And so when it's a woman, it just seems to be, well, you know, she grabbed the boob. She's a girl. She has a boob, so she can. Okay, well, what about guys? If a guy grabs somebody else's butt or penis or whatever, what usually happens to them? Well, they might not go to jail, but they get beat up. So if a guy commits assault, it seems to be that the punishment is way worse than a female committing assault. And my only problem with that is, and again, I mean, Katy Perry could be innocent, and these could be, you know, false claims. But my only problem is, again, treating anybody different. All right? I'm against discrimination. I'm against bias. But if somebody commits a crime and it's a crime, whether you rob a bank and you're a guy or a girl, whether you kill somebody and it's a guy or a girl, or if you grab somebody's genitalia or expose them, all right, the crime, the punishment should fit the crime no matter who you are and no matter what gender you are. And, you know, people will say, well, it's not really assault because, you know, women really don't do that. Men are usually the predators. I don't know if you guys have ever been to, like, a strip club. A guy strip club. Years ago, my aunt wanted to go for her birthday. And I was, like, in my 20s. I think I had just turned 21. So she's like, come on, we'll grab a beer and we'll go. This is a great club. And it was in Florida. And I'm like, okay, it's a club. I just didn't expect there to be all these, like, naked men. And oh, my gosh. Okay, I was like, okay, well, very good-looking guys, right? I had never been to a strip club, female or male. So I was like, wow. I mean, they have a lot of confidence to be able to do that. And they could dance, too. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. So from an artistic standpoint, I'm liking it. But the women, I've never seen hundreds of women in such a frenzy just throwing themselves at these guys, clawing, grabbing them. And I'm like, if a guy did that to a girl in a strip club, they would get thrown out and probably arrested. Yet these women are clawing at them more than I've ever, you know, in the future seen guys do at a women's strip club. Guys, they'll just sit there and drink, and they'll be like, yeah, you know, here's a dollar bill or 20 or a, you know, 100, whatever. I saw these women go crazy. I'm not saying all women do that. But what's interesting is at the end, when we all walked out, there were all these guys just kind of lined up. Now, I don't know if they were dates or rides because we didn't have Uber back then, or they were just single guys going, okay, you got a bunch of horny women coming out. I'm here. You know, I don't know. But it was some pretty interesting strategy. So I guess the point I want to make is, you know, can a woman commit assault? Should she be tried and, persecuted the same way a man is? And I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't want their genitals showed at a party, just because they're a guy doesn't mean they have to, you know, include that. You know, people think, well, you know, guys are more naked than women and they pee in front of other people. And so they aren't as worried about people seeing their genitalia. That's wrong. If guys, you know, wanted to, you know, be naked all the time, they would. These are misconceptions that guys don't want to be assaulted or, you know, and same thing with women, too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. And like I said, you could be innocent. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But it's interesting how nobody hears about it, but you hear all the time, you know, all the other actors that do it that are male. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys are going to love this one. 8 in 10 people have admitted that they cried on the job. Most were driven to tears by their bosses. 14% of respondents said they cry at work at least once a week or every day. 14%. 45% said they shed tears at the office because of their bosses or colleagues. Others blame their workloads, personal issues at home, or bullying at work. You know, I would have been in shock by this. I would have been in shock. But I had a job where just stuff kind of didn't make a lot of sense, and I would be very, very frustrated, And I would cry when something would happen to somebody and I was so frustrated that I couldn't do anything about it. And so I'm one of these people that cried at work. I've, in my office, when I had my medical office, a couple times I cried because, you know, somebody was going through a lot and cancer and things like that, I would cry with them. But in terms of frustration or disappointment, you know, that was another job I had, and it's real. Yeah, and I'm not a big crier. I was like, well, maybe it's because, you know, my hormones or things like that. And when I left the job, my husband was like, no, you look happy. There's, yeah, I think it was, you know, you were frustrated that you couldn't, you know, help certain people. And I am that type of person where it's not that, oh my God, I just want to help people. I'm no superhero. It's if I see something going awry and I'm like, it's an easy fix, let's just fix it. And you're not allowed to fix it. And you have to watch, you know, bad things happen. I can't do that. I just can't. And so they say here that 14% of employees have broken down in tears every week or every day. The researchers say the survey's findings are evidence that American workers are suffering and that employers need to relieve some of the pressure off of their employees. Now, I'm reluctant for that to be the wrap-up on this one and the moral because, I mean, we're not working in a factory standing for 16 hours a day. You know, I mean, you know, we're not lifting, you know, 300-pound boxes. I mean, we're not, I mean, you know, we're in an air-conditioned office, and we have coffee makers, and we get to decorate our desk, and we have colleagues, and we have, I mean, you know, it's kind of cush where we are, you know, right now in terms of, you know, where we used to be a century ago. But we do have a lot of pressures, and our pressures are different these days. So nobody still wants to lose their job. I mean, I don't know if you guys have eaten out recently, but, you know, you can't go to a restaurant without dropping at least $100. You know, if you're trying to feed a family, unless you do fast food, things are more expensive now. Gas, it cost me $45 to fill up my tank. $45. That's a lot. And so this fear of losing your job, and then having to go back out there and find another job or, you know, deal with bosses that are idiots is not easy and apparently it's more common than we think. So the majority of workers, around 45%, said it was their bosses or colleagues that brought them to tears. 20% said they cried in the office because of problems at home or outside of work. So sometimes they're crying because work is a safe place for them to, you know, talk. Meanwhile, approximately 16% said they cried because they were overwhelmed by their workloads. So this was a monster survey. Other responses included, were you bullied at the office, problems with clients, an error at work, and long work hours, as we know, you know, could contribute to this too. But you see, what's really kind of interesting is we have all these rules and laws in place where people are supposed to get a break. Right? I think every 3 hours or 4 hours of work, you get a 15-minute break. You're also supposed to get at least a half hour to an hour for lunch. You're not allowed to work more than 8 hours in a work day unless you have a setup where you're doing like 3 12s or something like that. You're not allowed to work over 40 hours in a work week. We know that that's not always the case. The majority of us put in more hours. I mean, that just happens. Right? But technically, you do have a means to complain if your boss is treating you like that. But then a lot of people think, well, if I complain, I'll lose my job. So a study from the University of Southern California followed bankers for 9 years, found that by the third year, they often develop tics, like nail biting and conditions like insomnia. Other studies have shown that workers suffer from poor mental health. Poor mental health results in billions of dollars of lost income. We were talking about the NYPD has lost 9 officers to suicide this year. 7 within the last 8 weeks. So what's going on? Why is work so bad? Well, according to CBS News, they interviewed Jonathan Beamer, Monster's chief marketing officer. He said the results show that there are multiple factors: a toxic boss or coworker, a heavy workload, and that makes people cry at work, providing further proof that American workers are suffering. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who went into business for themselves. And, you know, I ask them, you know, because I'm naive. I'm like, you know, how did you get the money to do that? You know, what made you decide, you know, what gave you that creative impulse? And they were like, no, you don't understand. I was escaping. I went into business for myself because I can't stand working for other people. And when I used to hear that about 20, 30 years ago, I'm like, okay, well, you have a problem. Because, I mean, you can work with anybody. I feel like I can work with anybody. I can make friends with my enemies. If they tell me to do a job, I'll do it. But then when you're in a position where you're like, no, something's not right. You know, I'd rather get fired than, you know, do a certain task. Then you make a stand. And so you don't want to look like you're hard to work with. But if you do have a work ethic, and you don't want to do things that you think are wrong, there may be certain industries where you just can't work in. You know, if you feel like you're never going to get promoted and nothing's ever going to change and you will be training your next replacement, that's not a good industry to be in either. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why Uber and Lyft exploded is they had the workers. People lost their jobs, you know, during the recession, and they were like, heck with this. If I don't have to see my boss or have a coworker, and I could work and make money and be able to be in my car and fart in my car and do whatever, listen to my own music, pick people up, that's kind of a low maintenance. That's kind of a, you know, that, mind you, you don't make a lot of money Ubering. But it's a way to still support yourself and not have to be in a toxic work environment. Now, we've talked about toxic work environments, all right? It's all management. If you have a good leader, you know, it's not just asking, are you happy? You know, it's what do you think needs to be changed and what isn't getting changed? Get people together. Find out who's toxic in that place. And if there is, you know, a consensus of somebody being toxic, and you don't want people just, you know, finding a scapegoat, but somebody who is really, you know, destroying things for clients and things like that, you know, they need to be let go or put in a different position, find their strengths, put them in that position, and not let them bleed into other departments. I mean, it's all management. I mean, you know, when I was a boss and when I had staff, you know, I frequently asked, what is it that you guys need? What is not working? Because if there's something not working, let's fix it so it does work. I mean, sometimes there's nothing you can do. You know, patients are grumpy or whatever. All right, well, but why are they grumpy? Well, they're grumpy because they have to wait. Well, then what if we do this? What if we streamline? What if we schedule differently? What if we spread this out? You know, what if we handle our no-shows differently where, you know, we're saving a spot for a no-show and somebody's sitting there in the lobby, let's just get them back. You know, it really takes good management and it takes you actually giving a damn as a boss. So if you work for a boss who doesn't give a damn and who sure the hell doesn't care about you, get the hell out of that place. It is not worth you being there crying. It's not worth you being there, you know, in pain. Find another job or start your own business. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said this morning that leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of unspecified new weapons, seen as an attempt to pressure Washington and Seoul over slow nuclear negotiations and the joint military exercises. Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency said that following the launches, Kim expressed great satisfaction over his military's mysterious and amazing success rate in recent testing activity. The launches were North Korea's sixth round of tests since late July and revealed developments of a new rocket artillery system and two separate short-range missile ballistic systems that experts say would expand its ability to strike targets throughout South Korea, including United States bases there. Thanks for listening on your Saturday. Remember to watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we're going to get a little gross. We're going to get a little bit nasty here. We're going to be talking about human decomposition and what happens to our body after our soul leaves. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because we talked about strangulation versus hanging as it pertains to the Jeffrey Epstein preliminary autopsy findings. Financier, 66-year-old alleged sex trafficker, had died August 10th in his jail cell. And I was on KABC with John and Jillian talking about you know, how a forensic expert can tell if somebody was strangled or hung. And a hanging, you will, if done right, and you have enough of a drop and a jerk, you'll fracture the cervical vertebrae, sever the spinal cord, and many times have a blood pressure drop. Go unconscious pretty quickly, die within minutes. Or you could die instantly with a strangulation, especially if somebody is involved with their hands around you or using something. You will have a compression of the air and blood vessels such that you might get a venous swelling in the brain, hemorrhages, etc. And that could be a sign of not hanging but strangulation, picked up on by MRI CAT scan. So with forensics, it's a fascinating field. And, I mean, I could spend hours talking to you guys about how somebody could look at a body and know exactly what happened to them. But they can't. You know what I mean? They could tell by, you know, blood spatter. I don't know if you guys ever saw Dexter, you know. They could kind of tell, you know, when they look at the crime scene, you know, what direction it was. Like, if somebody killed themselves, how much different that would be than somebody being shot. They could tell by the direction of the bullet. They know. And so what we're going to talk about right now is the stages of human composition. And I know this may be a little disgusting, so for those of you eating, you might as well, you know, put your food down. But what a lot of people don't realize is decomposition of your body will start within 4 minutes. That's according to Dr. Arpad Avas, a senior staff scientist at Oak Ridge National Laboratory and adjunct associate professor at the University of Tennessee in Forensic Anthropology. And it'll start pretty early on. And the four stages, according to aftermath.com, includes autolysis, which is like cell breakdown, bloating, active decay, and then skeletonization. And this will occur as long as nobody moves a body, throws a body into the water, that kind of thing. If you embalm, seal a coffin, protect from outside air, you can delay the decay process, which is why King Tut, a lot of Egyptian pharaohs, etc., were mummified, and they figured out that they could preserve and slow down decay. So, within hours after dying, minutes of dying, the internal organs start to decompose. If they don't get oxygen and they don't live, some cell death happens very quickly. Within 3 to 5 days, your body starts to bloat. We'll talk about why. You also might have foam that comes out of the mouth and nose, kind of blood-containing. Between 8 and 10 days after death, the body can turn green because of all the gas. Then it goes from green to red as the blood decomposes and the organs in the abdomen accumulate more gas and vessels leak. Several weeks later, nails and teeth will fall out because they don't have the structures holding them. And then 1 month after death, the body starts to liquefy. So it sounds disgusting. And, you know, so if you see somebody that's, let's say, kind of greenish, you know, they've been there over a week. See? You know, same thing with the rigor mortis setting in. Same thing with the blood pooling down in the back. So autolysis is the first stage. That's basically where you start to have, in a way, cell breakdown and self-digestion. So respiration stops, blood circulation stops, so you're not getting oxygen. Carbon dioxide starts to accumulate, and carbon dioxide makes the environment more acidic. When we say somebody is in metabolic acidosis, that happens a lot of times because they can't get rid of their carbon dioxide. So if they're on a respirator, we try to increase their breathing rate to get rid of the extra carbon dioxide. Well, cell membranes start to rupture, and then enzymes that are in these cells get leaked out. And a lot of times they start to eat, you know, the cells from the inside out. So pallor mortis is the stiffness of death. Now, people are like, well, you know, when does the stiffening happen? It happens within hours of death. It can reach its peak around 12 hours. But stiffness will happen, because a lot of people say, well, you know, I woke up the next day and I saw my spouse dead, and they were already stiff. So, but I had said goodnight to them a few hours before. Well, they could start to stiffen within 3 hours. Then you get these little blisters with nutrient-rich fluid on the internal organs, on the skin. So the body may be shiny a little bit, because of these ruptured blisters. It may look a little wet. Skin starts to loosen, and then the body starts to decay or starts to back up and bloat after a few days. So the bloating happens because the leaked enzymes start to produce gas. Bacteria may gas. Sulfur within the compounds that the bacteria release starts to discolor the skin. And the human body may actually bloat to double in size. A lot of times you'll also see insects. So, you know, if you start to see insects near a body, we're already looking at a few days in. Then you can already start having odors within days. And the odors can stay. And then active decay starts to happen when you start to lose a lot of your body mass. Unfortunately, a lot of the bodily fluids are going to try to find means to escape. And they will just exude out orifices. Organs, muscles, skin become liquefied. I'm sorry if this is kind of graphic, but this is how the body decomposes. Hair, bones, cartilage, other byproducts, the softer they are, the easier. And a lot of times, maggots will find you and take over. And then you can go into active decay or advanced decay. And advanced decay, that's where maggot and insect activity starts to kind of go down. Because there's not as many fluids and stuff left. And then you go into the skeletalization and decomposition. So that's where most of the soft stuff has decayed, and now you got dry skeleton. And the skeleton will decay based on how much collagen you have and the soft components and the inorganic components. It could remain for years. It could remain for centuries. So it all depends on the air, the water, the other conditions that are out there. But, you know, it's interesting. They say back in 1977, local police showed up at a disturbed grave in Franklin, Tennessee. And they found a dug-up grave with a body with no head. And they determined that he had died a year ago, but the corpse was preserved in early stages. So they couldn't really tell, but they figured it might have been the embalming or whatever. And it actually was the Confederate Lieutenant Colonel William Shy, who died in the Civil War in 1864. But the embalming methods and an airtight Fisk metal coffin preserved him for 100 years. And I guess William Shy was decapitated. And that was in the Tennessee climate, which is very, very interesting. They say embalming and casket technology can hinder natural decomposition, as you know. Vladimir Lenin's body was preserved and on display for over 90 years. If you leave a body in like, you know, out kind of in the kind of a 50 degree Fahrenheit, average decomposition takes about 4 months. If it's left out in the sun, even quicker. Left in the shade, maybe a little slower. And it's very interesting. They say bodies in water decay will decay differently. So forensic pathologists could tell if you were killed before or after you entered the water by looking at the lungs. So if the person drowned, then their lungs will be filled with water, the corpse will sink, and then sea life will feed. But if a person was killed and then dumped in the water, the body will float because the lungs still have air in them. So the decomposition is different. So it's interesting. Forensics is fascinating. I know it sounds disgusting, but it is fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this story is scaring everybody. There's a woman who thought she had a cold, and now she's lost most of her toes. And so people are like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, are colds changing? Well, problem is it's a misdiagnosis. A simple cold by like a rhinovirus or coronavirus or enterovirus common cold where you have some sniffles, coughing, sneezing, not really much of a fever at all, some, you know, mild aches, goes away in a few days, that's cold. She actually went into sepsis, ended up losing blood flow to her feet. It's a real shame. That's how she lost her toes and, you know, part of her feet. Ruth Kent told Kennedy News and Media that she shook off the chills and aches last November when she started feeling pain in her feet, and then she started to have trouble with incontinence. And that's when she knew she needed help. And her son saved her life when he found her blue on the couch. She said, "I deteriorated very, very quickly. It was really scary. My son saved my life that day. If he hadn't been there, I would have been a goner." So she was rushed to Northampton General Hospital in England, where she was treated for meningococcal meningitis. But the infection turned septic and began causing her organs to shut down. She spent the next several weeks fighting for her life as doctors warned her family to prepare for the worst. So, you know, every now and then, even now, it's in the summer, people call in with telemedicine going, "I think I have the flu." And I'm like, "Well, it's really not flu season." "Yeah, there might be some rare cases, but what's going on?" "Well, I have fever and I'm achy." I'm like, "I don't want to treat that over the phone. This fever and achiness could be something else." "Well, I have a headache, and when I get the flu, I have a headache." "Well, a headache could be meningitis." And so, you know, I love the fact that we have telemedicine now, and I love the fact that we could, you know, kind of diagnose you without making you wait in a waiting room for hours. But please, for the love of the Lord, do not let that substitute for a regular doctor or medical visit if you, you know, think you have something worse. So she probably had some body aches, fever, thought it was just some bug. Some, you know, cold or flu bug. She said cold, not common cold. So sepsis is your body's response to an infection and is life-threatening, according to CDC. Sepsis occurs when an existing condition will start to trigger this chain reaction and you end up losing blood flow to a lot of your organs and tissue. And we see it a lot in older people and younger kids if you have a weakened immune system, but anybody could go into sepsis. So she was in the intensive care unit for 2 weeks. So her nose, fingers, toes had all turned black. I mean, a really healthy-looking woman that just got sick and the infection took over. Now, I don't know if she's lost about 7 of her toes, has 3 little stumps left. They had to take the side of her foot off. Apparently, her, you know, we just talked about body decomposition. Well, her feet started to turn green with gangrene. Remember I told you if you start to turn green, if your body turns green, that's about a week in, which means she probably had dead tissue for over a week. So it was like the body started to act like part of it was dead. So she had no inclination that it was sepsis. If she had known more, she would have gone to the doctor earlier. And so a lot of us ignore symptoms. And I'm really nervous with the way we're going with medicine because what the whole new conversation is, the new landscape is don't go to the doctor. Call a doctor from home. You could use your computer. You could use your cell phone. And so patients are calling me while they're driving in their car. Well, I think what it is they're putting the request in, and they think, oh, the doctor won't get back to me for an hour or two, and as soon as we get, you know, the prompt, we answer it, and they may be in a car, they may be in a grocery store, whatever. And so lighting could be bad, Wi-Fi could be bad, and in many cases, I'm like, look, you know, I can't see it, I can't tell for sure. I'm trying to look in the back of the throat, hard to do. Now, we are going to advance where we are going to be able to virtually see things, you know, or nurses or responders will come to your house, angle the phone, angle the lighting, and help us doctors examine you where we're at. So there is going to be, telemedicine is going to just explode even more than it has. But the problem is if you're going to call the doctor and say, yeah, I think I got the flu, and, you know, flu's going around, and the doctor goes, here's some Tamiflu, and you think you just need to let it run its course, something bad could be going on. And so I'm a little nervous as we're coming into flu season, where somebody could get a pneumonia or somebody could be, you know, misconstruing their fever and body aches for something else. So it's really, really frightening, unfortunately, that where, you know, something this simple can turn that bad. So we recommend, you know, when in doubt, get it checked out. It's worth the wait. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tuberculosis is scary. Tuberculosis is a lung infection that will consume you. Hence, that's why it was called consumption. Well, we've had drug-resistant tuberculosis. And luck of the draw, or luckily now, the FDA has approved a new antibiotic that if we combine it with two other antibiotics, it will tackle the most formidable and deadly forms of TB. And this trio looks like can effectively treat drug-resistant tuberculosis. It stinks that you have to have three, but usually with tuberculosis, we do a quadruple treat, you know, therapy. But as you know, tuberculosis is the single leading infectious killer in the world. Still, 10 million people in 2017 were affected. 1.6 million died. And XDR-TB and MDR-TB are more savage forms, they say. The bacteria that causes it, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, drug-resistant strains of TB kill an estimated 60 to 40% of the victims. They say MDR-TB strains can resist at least the two most powerful, the isoniazid and rifampin. And those have been medicines that have been out for a while. So they're also resistant, looks like, to fluoroquinolones, like Cipro, levofloxacin, like Levaquin. And drug-resistant stains apparently affect 550,000 people. So I love that we're seeing this push for new drugs, especially antibiotic-resistant drugs. I think if I was a pharmaceutical company, I would definitely see a market in that. I think TB Alliance helped Chiron Corporation make this. We'll keep you guys posted on that, but tuberculosis is nothing to mess with. If you're losing weight, if you have a cough, if you're coughing up blood, short of breath, get yourself looked at right away. It could be pneumonia, and it could be tuberculosis. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a Texas teen who was sucked into a water park drain. 14-year-old teen is in a medically induced coma because he was sucked into a water park drain on, I believe, last Saturday. And he was at the Funtown Water Park Crystal Beach. He slipped after picking up the drain gate and was sucked in. Major internal injuries. Now, I remember I was at Big Surf in Arizona. They've closed it since then. And I remember just kind of playing in one area, and the suction was so high that it kept bringing me down. And I was able to get out of it, but I was like, wow, that suction's pretty rough. But I remember struggling for a few minutes. And if I had gone underwater or hit my head, I could have been screwed. So the teen is 5'11". And they think it might have been a dare. And luckily somebody was able to shut the pipes off, enabling him to escape. But unfortunately, he still had a lot of injury. And so he was able to get up, go to the gurney. But unfortunately, now he's in a medically induced coma while they're trying to fix his injuries. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.